Now, there are fears the explosion in Lebanon could happen here in Australia. We know that at least 135 people are dead, 4,000 are injured, 300,000 people are homeless after that blast in the port of Beirut. Lebanese officials believe it was caused by 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate catching fire. Well, guess what? There's between 6,000 and 12,000 tons of the stuff stored at a plant in Newcastle. It's sitting 800 metres from residence in North Stockton, and that's about 3 km from Newcastle CBD. And community groups have been saying for years, this is dangerous. John Hayes from Correct Planning and Consultation for Mayfield is on the line. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Ben.
How long have you been alerting people to this?
We, our community group got involved with Orica in 2011 when there were a number of incidents, and I got involved on the community panel. So I meet with the Orica group and members of the community 4 times a year. And since that time, we've been talking about the dangers. We suggested early on that rather than Orica spent a lot of money to make the plant compliant with EPA requirements in Newcastle, that they don't spend the money there, that they relocate and have a new plant somewhere way out in the valley, maybe in the depths of an old coal mine, so that this hazard could be reduced or eliminated from Newcastle residents.
Is it at ground level where it's stored at the moment?
Yep.
And that's exactly what we saw yesterday in Beirut, except in Beirut they had 2,700 tonnes. In Newcastle, there's between 6,000 and 12,000 tonnes.
Well, that's at that site. That's at the Orica site. But Incitec Pivot also make this compound. They have a site immediately adjacent to Orica, but at the moment they're not operating from that site. So their stuff's imported, and that's held by a warehouse with a company called Crawford's, and that's at Sandgate. So there's another 4,000 tonnes there.
You would like it moved away from residential areas?
Yes, there are two steps in the process. One, will Orica, the company, continue to remain in Newcastle and manufacture it? Or will it locate? That's one. Relocate, that's one. Or the other is, if it does continue to stay in Newcastle and manufacture it here, is there any need to store it in such large numbers on that site? Can't it be immediately shipped out so that it's not located near tens of thousands of residents? And an important thing to understand about Newcastle is that we're on a river delta here, so there are no mountains. So if there is... It's a very long-term risk, but it's a possibility. If there is an accident, the shock waves wouldn't be interrupted by any hills, and so it would affect a very large area of the CBD and the residential population at Stockton and in Greater Newcastle and in the suburbs nearby. I'm in Mayfield. So, tens of thousands of people could be affected in one way or the other because there are no mountains here to protect us from any shockwaves that would emanate from a terrible accident if it were to happen.
Well, I can understand why you're concerned, and thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Ben, for having me on.